water. And then when they realized there's some calmness, they started grazing again. And then you went in and you took out the second one. They all backed off. And then there was a sense of panic again. And then when you moved away, they started grazing again. Unfortunately, that's our condition. There's a crane that falls, 100 plus pass away. Allah takes them into His mercy. Social media is a buzz. It's a topic on our supper table. Shame, life is short. Then we start slipping back into our unmindful routine and rhythm. And there's another incident, 700 plus pass away in a stampede. And then we again panic. Any South African involved, you phone, any news. Please don't get me wrong, I'm not insensitive to the situation. Rather, I'm also envious of the way Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala granted them martyrdom. Cleansed from head to toe in Arafah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala took them away in Mina. Respected friends and elders, the message I'm driving home is that we are left behind. And if these incidents, these calamities do not make us think and do not bring about a difference in our life and do not activate this relation with death, we are surely going to lose. My respected friends and elders, some travel to the holy lands and they go and beg there. Others travel there for business ventures and business endeavors. Fortunate are those who went there with the most noblest of intentions to perform the best of actions, and then Allah took them away in the precincts of the most holiest of locations. Subhanallah, may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala also grant us noble deaths. The next part of the hadith, Ya ibadi innakum tukhti'una bil-layli wan-nahar wa ana aghfiru adh-dhunuba jami'a fastaghfiruni aghfir lakum. O my servants, each one of you perpetrate evil during the day and during the night. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is there to forgive. You need to go to Him and He's ready to forgive you. I'm going to ask myself a question, and I ask everyone to ask yourselves the same question. When was the last time we gave up sin for the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, or out of the fear of azab of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? Or is it always a case of someone who is watching, the internet connection was down, there wasn't enough time, she wasn't answering her phone, the blockbuster was sold out, the concert ticket was too expensive? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's messenger, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, Inna Allah yabsutu yadahu bil-layl liyatuba musi'un nahar. Allah is waiting at night to forgive those sinners of the day, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is waiting during the day to forgive those sinners of the night. Two ayat of the Quran, not to inject complacency, but to extract this despondency we have within us. وَالَّذِينَ إِذَا فَعَلُوا فَاحِشَةً أَوْ ظَلَمُوا أَنفُسَهُمْ ذَكَرُوا اللَّهَ فَاسْتَغْفَرُوا لِذُنُوبِهِمْ. Those who, when they commit an evil deed, and they reflect and they ponder, and then they turn to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَمَنْ يَغْفِرُ الذُّنُوبَ إِلَّا اللَّهِ. Who is there to forgive other than Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? وَمَا كَانَ اللَّهُ مُعَذِّبَهُمْ وَهُمْ يَسْتَغْفِرُونَ. While we repenting, azab won't come. But we need to develop this habit of repenting before we are replaced. I don't have time to do the entire hadith. You can access it. Hadith number 111 in Riyadu Salihin. Learn the English. It will be great. One last portion. Ya ibadi law anna awalakum wa akhirakum wa insakum wa jinnakum qamu fi sa'idin wahidin fasa'aluni fa'ataytu kulla insanin mas'alatahu. O my servants, if the first of you, the last of you, all gathered on one plane, mankind, jinnkind, and each one asked from me respectively whatever each one wants, and I were to give everyone whatever they ask, it won't decrease from me anything. Ud'uni astajib lakum. We need to ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in a manner where we express our humility before Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and we put forward all our problems in the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This was the sunnah of Anbiya. To cite an example, the opening verses of Surah Maryam. Dhikru rahmati rabbika abdahu Zakariya. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala discusses the incident of Zakariya alayhi salatu wa salam. He asked Allah for a son, but listen to the way he asked Allah. He said, قَالَ رَبِّ إِنِّي وَهَنَّ الْعَظْمِ. Allah, my bones are weak and feeble. وَاشْتَعَلَ الرَّأْسِ شَيْبًا. My hair's gone grey. And previously my du'as were never rejected. Not only that, وَكَانَتْ إِمْرَأَتِي عَقِرًا. Allah, my wife's barren. But from your side, فَهَبْ لِي مِنْ لَدُنْكَ وَلِيًّا. Grant me a son. Just after that, Allah says, giving glad tidings to Zakariya alayhi salatu wasalam of the acceptance of his dua. Ya Zakariya, inna nubashiruka bi ghulamin ismuhu Yahya. in the life of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, on the occasion of Badr, knowing well that Allah is fully aware of the circumstance and the situation, still Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam tells Allah, Allah, if this minute group of sahaba are wiped out today, then there'll be no one to take your name tomorrow. Subhanallah. One day Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam was passing by a Bedouin, and he heard the Bedouin make this dua, Ya man la tarahu al-uyun, wa la tukhalituhu al-dhunun, wa la yasifuhu al-wasifun, wa la tughayiru al-hawadith, wa la yakhsha al-dawair, ya'lamu mathaqil al-jibal, wa makail al-bihar, wa adada qatri al-amtar, wa adada waraqi al-asjar, wa adada ma azlama alayhi al-layl, wa ashraqa alayhi al-nahar, wa la tuwari minhu sama'un sama'a, wa la ardun arda, O the one who eyes cannot see, minds cannot fathom and grasp, admirers cannot fully explain and describe, the one who knows the mass of mountains, depth and volume of ocean, knows the exact amount of raindrops, the amount of leaves on every tree, knows the exact amount of things that nightfall covers over, and then three du'as. 14 praises recorded, then 3 du'as. اجعل خير أمري آخرة وخير عملي خواتمة وخير أيامي يوم ألقاك فيه. Allah, my last days, make them the best days. My last actions, the best actions. And the best of all days, the climax, the day I meet you, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala teaches us this in Quran. The opening verses of Quran. Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen, Ar-Rahman Ar-Rahim, Malik Yawm al-Din, Iyaka Na'budu wa Iyaka Nasta'een. Surah Fatiha is a dua. The first 4 verses praising Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and then the dua starts. Respected friends, that's the idea. When we make dua, we praise Allah, we send salutations on Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam.